Sota, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, 8:4. In the previous two Mishnayos, we said that there were these three categories of people who would go to the battlefront, and then they would be spoken to by the Kohen Mashuach Melchama, amplified by the Shotrim, and then they would be dismissed to leave the front lines to go back and support the war effort, providing food and drink and fixing roads, etc., but not on the front lines. So now, this Mishnah here takes a break from what the Mishnayos and the Perek have been doing, which essentially is marching through the Psukim, as I described in the first Mishnah here, and it's skipping to somewhere else in the Torah, because besides for the parsha we have in Shoftim, which goes through what we've been discussing so far, there is that one pasuk in Kisavo that gives a separate exemption, which we'll call for a moment the exemption of Shana Rishona, someone in the first year of marriage, let's call it, who's exempt from the war effort. And we'll see that, in fact, when this Mishnah gets through with it, we're going to have people who fall into all three of the categories that we saw in the previous Mishnayos, meaning someone who's got a new marriage or a new home or a new vineyard, will be exempt. And if they are exempt from that pasuk, meaning this Mishnah, so then their exemption will allow them not only to have to go and then be dismissed and then support the war effort from, you know, within the country, but rather not to go at all, to be totally exempt from any military service, even ancillary, you know, like jobnik type stuff. So the starting point is the pasuk that we have at Kisavo, which reads as follows. It says, Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, when a man marries a woman anew, that chadasha comes to exclude, like if he's taking back his divorcee again. Lo yetze betzava, he doesn't go out to war. V'lo ya'avor alav l'chol davar, and he doesn't have to participate really in any way, shape, or form, meaning not even, well, darshan out to say, not even to support the war effort from home, providing food and drink, etc. Naki yihye leveso shana echas v'simach es ishto asher lakach. So he'll be free, naki, yeah, he'll be like totally absolved. And then it says here now, it could have just said, it says a lot of words here which are kind of extra. Leveso, to his house, which really is often understood to refer to his wife, but our Mishnah will darshan it to refer to, the basil will refer to his actual physical home that he's built. The word yihye is also extra. It could have most said who, so yihye is another thing. And then shana achas, for 1 year. V'simaches ishto, and he will, now, v'simaches ishto, the translation is actually a machlokas in the Targumim. It either means simaches ishto, that his wife is the direct object, he will gladden his wife, or it's v'simaches ishto, he will rejoice with his wife. Okay, two different shatim there. But in any case, asher lakach, that he took, again, asher lakach, certainly ostensibly miyutar, extra superfluous, so free from more drushes. So based on that pasuk, the Mishnah is going to end up saying there are going to be four categories of people: someone who's in their first year of marriage, someone who's in the first year of having a new home that he built or purchased or whatever, someone who is in his first year of enjoying his vineyard or orchard's fruits, which is the fourth year actually since they're planted because of Orla and Revai halachas, or someone who is in his first year of picking up a new wife through Yibum, his late brother's widow. So those people will be exempt from the war effort altogether. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is going to say. So now here the Mishnah says, inside, Ve'elu she'ein zazen mimkoman. The following people don't move from their place, meaning they don't need to go all the way up to the battlefront only to be told that they're exempt. Rather, they stay at home, and they'll be entirely absolved from any activities in the war effort altogether. Who are they? Banavais v'chancho. The person who built the house, and chanacho means he inaugurated, means he started to live in it, but it's in its first year. Or nata kerem v'chilolo, he planted a vineyard and he has redeemed it, meaning he has started to enjoy the produce in the fourth year, but we're still mid of the fourth year. And v'hanos es arusaso, someone who has married the woman with whom he was Ne'eras too, like he was legally married to, we gave her the ring, but they've actually sort of begun to live together through chuppa in their first year. And also, Hakonas es Yevimto, someone who has taken his sister-in-law as a wife through a yibum, those four people are exempt altogether. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, and now the Mishnah quotes the pasuk which I read to you a moment ago. Naki, it's abbreviates that pasuk, referencing Naki Yeleveso Shana Achas, but it's referring to darshan the entire pasuk beginning to end. So beginning to end, we say, first of all, it says that he'll be free. So the Mishnah here says Leveso. When it says his house for 1 year, that means literally his house, Zebeso, his home, the home that he built this past year, the first year he's living in it, that year he lives in it without having further obligations. Yihyeh, that X word Yihyeh, which I could have said, let's say, who, Naki who. So Ze Karmo, that means his vineyard he planted, or his orchard like we saw before, and so on, in that fourth year. Vesimach es Ishto, and he gladdens his wife with his wife. Zu Ishto, we're talking about that's his wife, meaning whatever wife he took. Again, whether it's a Besula or Almana, it doesn't make a difference, or Grusha, as long as it's his first marriage with her. So again, they're exempt for the whole year. And finally, Asher Lakach, those extra words, Asher Lakach, that he takes, totally superfluous, is seen referencing like we have when it comes to Yibum, the expression in the Torah is Ulakcha, Lo Leisha, he'll take her to be a wife. So this is referring to that. Lakicha, that taking, it's Lahavi es Yevimto, to come to include also Yevimto, a woman he took through Yibum. All those four scenarios that for one whole year, he's exempt. And his exemption is, as I said before, that he's Naki, he's totally exempt, meaning Einan Mesapkin Maim Umazon, Ve'einan Mesapkin Es Adrachim. He doesn't even need to provide water or food, nor does he need to help keep the roads repaired or in good repair. Instead, he's totally exempt for that year from any military service whatsoever. And in fact, the Rambam and the Ramban all count this as at least one or maybe two mitzvahs in the Torah, the Taryag, that there's a prohibition to conscript someone in their first year of any of these things. And even voluntarily, such a person who would volunteer to go do it in his first year, like say, Shana Rishona, leaving his wife, would actually be a violation of this and a law of Midoraisa. Interestingly, the Sefer Chinuch doesn't mention the house or the vineyard stuff. He just talks about marriage, his first year of marriage. But in any case, he goes on to say that in your first year of marriage, you're not allowed to go like out of town for business trips and so on, away from your wife.